I've just finished quite a lot of work, physical work that is. I've been outside pruning because there's been some incredible growth over the course of the spring and summer here. It's been wonderful. And as I've been working, the birds have just been fluttering all around me. I've got two bird feeders set up out the back here, and one at the side of the cottage near the barn, and the other one round the front. But that's not all. I'm going to go and treat myself to another bird table. I have a bird table at the back, and I'd like to have one round the front, near where I have the bench. So, I made a few decisions this morning because I found myself being compelled to spend more and more time on social media, which unsettles me. Used to unsettle me a bit, and now it unsettles me a lot. So I've made a few executive decisions. One is to get rid of the Sudoku puzzle books that I have near my bed. I sort of challenge myself to a Sudoku puzzle before I go to sleep. And sometimes I'm so tired that it's just frustrating trying to get one done. And then I sort of go to sleep feeling quite cross with myself. So I thought, this is silly. This has gone far enough. So I'm going to put the book that I'm reading by my bed. And also keep a notepad and pen by my bed. Because I think that some of the best ideas I have for creative writing and so on and so forth happens at night. You know, when I'm just beginning to drift off to sleep. So no doubt I'll be jolting myself awake to scribble down a few thoughts, which in the morning may seem totally mindless, but hey-ho, it's what I do. So the other decision I made was to do with social media. Do you know, I've actually become a bit depressed with the social media that's about, and it sort of is in your face. You can't really escape it. There was a point in time until fairly recently that I could go onto Facebook and it would immediately go to my page. There'd be nothing detracting from it. There'd be nothing steering me away. And now Facebook, aka Meta, has set up this new conflagration where I don't get to my page straight away. It takes me to a load of other things, which are basically all rabbit holes. So frustrating. And, you know, the same with Twitter. I've always enjoyed posting on Twitter, but again, I tap on news. And all the news is just from America. It doesn't seem to have any news that's relevant to where I live. And yeah, I know that you can go on to a very specific, you know, just for Ireland. But again, that's just too narrow for me. So I don't know what the nerds keep coming up with. You know, these nerds who are locked away in Google offices and Twitter places, you know. And told to get on with it and do something. So they justify their enormous salary by coming up with something totally ridiculous. Yeah, we all know those. Anyway, so I was thinking, you know, and last night I was thinking as well, like it hasn't just suddenly sprung on me. This has been going on for quite some time, and I don't get to spend enough time in nature. Yes, I know I probably spend a great deal more time than the average person in nature, but it's not enough for me. I want to kind of lose myself in it, you know? And having to touch base with the world of man, It actually is beginning to make me angry and depressed. And I've never been one to suffer with depression. And I'm not suffering with depression. What I'm saying is, it is making me depressed. I can see a downward spiral if I let this go, if I let this continue. Just have a drink of my tea. Talking about tea, trying to get back to the old rituals, so I'm not buying tea bags anymore. To hell with them. I'm buying the loose tea and making my tea in a little pot, you know, because I want the taste of the tea. I don't want this kind of no taste that you get from tea bags, unless you're buying organic or something like that. But anyway, all these are changes that I'm putting into place, and I think it's a really good thing to do. I think it's about taking control of one's life. Oh, there's a bit of wind got up there. Yeah, taking control of one's life, because that's something that we don't seem to have now, is control of our lives. I mean, the governments are even talking about, or they've actually enacted laws that can dictate to you what you can and cannot say. Now, I'm an Irish woman. I'm a Celtic woman. Do you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of empire. Empire and imperialism. Because under empire and imperialism, people were little more than serfs. And everyone had to go. Everyone had to march on the same line, to the same tune. And you weren't really allowed to break out of it. I remember reading testimonies, you know, of World War I and World War II, where people refused to serve. You know, serve. Listen to that word as well. See how words are used to belittle you. Oh, so you didn't serve your country then? Yeah. My great-uncle Henry, I think he was only 19 or 20. And himself and his three brothers, one of whom was my grandfather, all good Irish men from Omagh, County Tyrone, they all went and fought in World War I. Uncle Henry was blown to smithereens. No body, nothing retrieved. No memorial other than his name up on the monument at, trying to think of the name of the place, you know, that place in, is it France? Yeah, his name's up there. So, don't ever expect to find any aspect of bowing down to that kind of nonsense on this website or on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, because I can't do it. It makes me angry. It makes me angry because it's very interesting that the countries that are continually going to war. Oh, yeah. Such a manipulation of people. You know, and in the present day, do you ever read about politicians, their sons or daughters coming home in a body bag? No. The royal family, I mean, they all wear all these medals and everything. I don't know where all the medals have come from. I really don't. Like, what did they do to get the medals? You know, the reality of all this is very much an us and them. And the us and them has got a huge divide. There's a huge division. And we're still being sucked into this very, very manipulated state of being. Like, we are being manipulated all the time. And it was years ago that I actually said to my children, I remember having a chat about the power of the English language, and I said, you do realise, don't you, that our language has been used against us? That words are being taken and used in most improper ways against us. The war of words, you know, propaganda is mightily powerful. And propaganda is basically what a lot of the social media platforms are about. Now, don't get me wrong, where social media is good, it's very good. Like, I love looking at the old historical photographs that people are posting and so on and so forth. But you have to almost wade through the nonsense or continually go into battle with it. And that, for me, demeans the whole experience. So anyway, on the upside, I'm more than happy to retreat to my website. It's a very calm experience for me. I can go into my little studio where I keep all my books for posting, and I keep my art materials and my sewing materials and my knitting materials. It's very much a creative studio. It's very much a creative space, and I can go in there and just simply create unbothered, unhassled by the constant war of words or images that I'm faced with. I don't like it. It unsettles me. And I do believe it's creating a lot of mayhem for an awful lot of people. And I think there's a lot of younger people who are so sucked into this, because you see, it is highly addictive as well. Never forget that. And what they're experiencing with this addiction is what I've just been highlighting. But they probably don't have the same amount of wisdom behind them in the years to articulate or even begin to understand what it is that's making them feel so low. It's worth having a wee think about, isn't it? Well, I shall certainly keep in very regular touch now through my website. And also, the website is something that I pay for. I mean, I pay over 300 euros a year. It's getting on for about 350 to have it hosted. And it's my website. Nobody can tell me what to do on it. Nobody can suddenly decide that I'm not following the rules of empire. It's a place where I feel safe, where my creative juices can flow. And as with all my social media, advertising is not allowed. Yeah. I know financially it's not the best move, but spiritually it is the only move that satisfies my soul. And anyway, what do I spend my money on? Drink, cigarettes, fast men, fast cars and bingo? No, I don't. I've often thought about it, though. No, I spend my money on things like another bird table. That's what gives me a real kick. So how lucky am I? Okay, well, blessings to you all. And I should say something. I don't forget to subscribe, leave a comment. But that's up to you. I've got to this stage in life without having to tell people what to do. I'm going to leave that to the little goose-stepping imperialists. I want nothing to do with any of that. Should I say it? Shit. Oh, there we go. I've said it. Blessings to you all.